I think you're on if you want to see this. You're running the show.
I would have showed up.
That's right.
Okay,
we've got some new ones in there too if you want to go around the tables. We've got some new people if you want to go around. Yeah.
We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. Like Sayed said, since we got a bunch of new faces around here, I want to go around and introduce everybody.
Nate Hahn with the airport.
Aaron Treifer with the MPO.
Matt Treifer with the MPO.
Angie Higgins with the Easter Seals Rehabilitation Center.
John Petkosic with David Matthews Associates.
Bill Hardy with Site Improvement Association.
Matthew Bullock with NDOT.
John Kinney with the Ozone Trails Coalition.
Nick Hall with the Transportation Cabinet.
Carrie
Aiken with Evansville MPO.
Pam Jock with the Evansville MPO.
Sayed Shakusa, the MPO.
John Stoll, County Engineer.
I'm Avery Shuchi, MPO.
Jeff Whitaker with Black Mountain Group.
Hi, Jordan Conaway with the Arc of Evansville.
Kirsten
Jaggers,
Parks and Highways District 2.
Tim Bogney, Evansville MPO.
Thanks, for everybody, for that. First on the agenda, we've got the approval of minutes from the last meeting. Is there a motion for approval?
Move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor of approval of minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Next up, we've got the project update on the old business with Pam.
All right, starting with the City of Evansville projects, Covert Avenue. The construction has been awarded to JBI Construction for the low bid of about $5.9 million. A pre-construction conference was held on March 6th. Walnut Street Phase 1, the construction was awarded to Blankenberger Brothers for a low bid of approximately $5.3 million. The pre-construction conference has been set for March 20th. Walnut Street Phase 2, comments from NDOT have been addressed and a revised environmental document was sent back to NDOT on March 5th. Just found out this morning that the environmental document has been approved. Signal preemption project. The consultant submitted the formal proprietary material justification request to NDOT for review and approval. Signal modernization, seven intersections along Green River and Washington Avenue. Public information meeting was held on February 19th. That public information meeting also covered the signal modernizations at First Avenue and Mill and Green River and Vogel. Columbia Delaware Bridge. The bridge had to be closed due to the extent of the concrete removal. The closure is expected to last until April 13th. Franklin Street Bridge. The historic property report was submitted to NDOT. Comments were received and the revised report was resubmitted to NDOT on March 6th. Oak Hill Road Project. The hydraulic report was submitted to the county in February. Moving on to the Wark County projects, Bell Road. The construction was awarded to JBI Construction for the low bid of approximately $7.4 million. And there are no significant updates to report on the Kentucky projects.
All right, we move on to the NDOT projects, contract RS 39377. Construction should start in about 2 weeks. The notices went out. RS 40626. A public information meeting will be held Tuesday, April 7th at McGarry High School. Or is it elementary school?
Middle school.
Middle school. B 40075. Regal was the lowest bidder and the contract was recommended for award. RS 39357. Project was moved to the May letting and final plan documents are submitted to contracts. B 41137, final field check is scheduled for the 17th. R 39923, right away plans are complete and moving to appraiser. R 37845, we're working through utility coordination to determine the depths and if there are any conflicts. R 39921, a public hearing is being planned, received new traffic counts from the MPO, and a meeting with Ward County is scheduled for March 12th. B 40560, right away moving to engineering stage. R41410. The northbound bridge on 41 over Pigeon Creek was added to that contract. And R42287, Lock Miller Group was selected for design. Scoping meeting is scheduled for the 24th.
Do I have any questions about any of the projects? Seeing none, we'll move on to new business. First is TIP amendment, and Tim's got that.
Okay, we've got four amendments to the TIP for this month. The first one is various locations within the Vincent's district. It's a signal project. The request is to add the project to the TIP with construction in fiscal year 2021 for a total of $260,000. The project will be funded with 80% STPG and a 20% state match. Second project is the Barker Avenue Bridge over 62. It's a bridge rehabilitation project. The request is to add the project TIP to the TIP with preliminary engineering in 2021 for a total of $110,000 and construction in 2023 for a total of $520,000. Again, it's an 80-20 split. The next two projects are local projects that received awards from NDOT. The first is the Boonville-Naharmony Bridge over a tributary to Big Creek. It's a bridge replacement. We're adding the project to the TIP with PE in 2021 for a total of $175,000 right away in 2023 for a total of $62,000. And construction, and we have a correction here, construction in 2024 for a total of $1.2 million. The PE and right away will be funded with 100% local funding, and the construction will be 80% federal STPG and a 20% local match. And the second local project to be added is Wallace Fork Road Bridge over Little Pigeon Creek. It's a bridge replacement project. Request is to add the project to the TIP with PE in 2021 for a total of $310,000. Right away in 2024 for a total of $50,000 and construction in 2025, which is an outer year in the TIP. And that's for a total of $2.1 million. The project will be funded with 80% federal STPG and a 20% local match, not state match.
Do I have any questions about TIP amendments? If not, is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Is there a second?
A second.
All in favor of approval of TIP amendments, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Next up, we've got some TIP modifications.
The modifications are being brought to you just as informational. The first one was to a City of Henderson funded project. It's at the intersection of Kentucky 2084 and Kentucky 812. The request is to increase the right-of-way estimate to $100,000, utilities to $200,000, and move construction from 2020 to 2021. The next modification is for various locations in the Vincent's District, a district signal project. The request is to increase preliminary engineering in 2020 from $114,000 to $199,000. And the final modification is to most of the projects, the transit projects that are listed in the current TIP for 2020 funding. There's one for 2021. And the initial estimates that we put in there were just estimates at the time. Right now we have more refined numbers, and it's just updating those numbers so that the grant can be put into place. And rather than going through all of these, I'll let you guys look at those numbers, and if you have any questions, you can let us know.
Thanks, Pam. Does anybody have any questions about any of the TIP modifications? Seeing none, we'll move on to other business. I don't know if there is there any other business that has to be addressed today? Seeing none, any public comments?
Oh, yeah.
Seeing no public comments, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thanks, everybody.